Our next guest has done something magnificent in back-to-back games, interceptions in each of the last 2 weeks. Tanner Wall has popped on the headset and joins us now from field level. Tanner, three tackles, one solo, the INT. Thanks for popping on the headset. Congratulations to you and the guys.
Good job, Tanner.
Thank you so much, Greg and Hans.
Oh, my goodness.
what do we say?
Roller coaster tonight.
Yeah, good one. Roller coaster. Speak for the defense for a moment on the kind of game Oklahoma State gave you tonight.
You know, they came out and they played really hard. I thought they fought hard. I thought their game plan was well put together. I think they executed well. I think also, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot quite a bit tonight. You know, just putting ourselves out of position, not executing our assignments. But, you know, hats off to them for really coming out and playing a great game tonight. And, you know, they're coached extremely well. And we expected that, right, coming off a bye week. We knew they were going to be well prepared for this game, and they fought really hard. So hats off to them.
So, Tanner, that ball gets tipped. You're standing right behind it. You pick it, and you scamper up the field. And Greg and I are watching you move, and we're like, oh, man, he might get there. You extend and stretch. Did you think that you got to the end zone? And give us kind of your eyes, mind, as you were right there by it. What were you thinking?
So I see all the offensive linemen coming right along the goal line. I'm like, okay, I got to find a way to squeeze in here. And I'm pretty sure Tyler Batty tried to tackle me and throw me in there too. But I thought I extended it and got the ball over the goal line.
Oh, you did?
I wanted them to review it, but I guess not. But, hey, that's all right.
Last week was your first career pick, right?
Yes, it was. Yep.
So you go from a first for the career, and now it's back-to-back weeks. And by the way, giving the offense the short field is something you guys have been used to doing, and LJ punched it in. You took a lead.
Yep.
And we were just talking a minute ago, you know, this was a night where the offense didn't have a short field to work with and needed a miracle at the end, and they went a long ways to get into the end zone. You get to watch that entire drive, essentially. Can you take us into the BYU team area and your emotions as it gets a fourth and seven, it's a gotta have it, Chase makes a catch, and then Jake's on the run, and then, man, this might happen. What are you thinking?
You know, one of the most special things about this team is our level of belief and trust in each other. You know, we know how much our guys prepare and love the game. And so, you know, when we gave the offense the ball back, or they got the ball back with that much time left on the clock and you know, timeout or two, we knew that they were going to go down the field. And, you know, we harp on that word all the time, believe, right? And having belief in our teammates and trusting them to make plays. And, you know, that's what they did. You know, Jake took the ball down the field, found his open receivers, you know, picked up some big plays with his legs too. But, you know, from our side, all it is belief, trusting our teammates, knowing that they're going to go get us that win, and that's exactly what they did. And so we love supporting the offense in that way from the defense's perspective, right? Not our best game tonight or cleanest game, but we, you know, that's what's so awesome is the offense had our back tonight and came out and got us that win.
So, Tanner, can you take me just a little bit deeper into the details of the game plan they had for Rangel? Rangel goes out. Alan Bowman comes back on the field. How much different were the two quarterbacks? How many defensive adjustments did you guys have to make? And how ready were you for an Alan Bowman system when he did step on the field?
Right, yeah. You know, early in the week, we were still anticipating seeing Bowman. So, you know, our preparation reflected that. And it was later in the week that, you know, we kind of learned that we were going to see number 13. You know, we were expecting more QB run, right? He was a little bit more agile, probably a little bit of a better athlete than Allen. And so, you know, they did that. They got us a few times with some big QB runs. And then in the second half, we were anticipating them, you know, going away from that QB run a little bit. And they actually stayed with it a little bit. So that was kind of a surprise. But, you know, we were prepared for that because we got to prepare for both quarterbacks throughout the week and knew what we were going to see.
All right, final thing from us, Tanner. It's you catch your breath a little bit. You get an extra day to get ready for your next game, and that'll be the next game. But as for tonight, 7-0 in front of 62,000 here at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, this has to be one of the more special nights that you're going to have as a college player, right?
Oh, absolutely. These are the nights we dream of as kids, and you know this is what we work so hard for, to make everyone in the stadium proud and everyone watching at home proud. So we're glad that we could do that tonight.
Thanks, Tanner. Congrats again.
Great job, Tanner. Proud of you.